Welcome to Let's Talk About It, co-hosted by Maria Wyatt and Scott Dudley. Presented by Imperial County Behavioral Health Services and brought to you as a podcast by KXOradio.com.
Good morning, Imperial Valley. You're listening to your weekly wellness radio, Let's Talk About It, with Scott and Maria. We are brought to you by Imperial County Behavioral Health and KUBO 88.7 Radio Bilingue. Our phone number here at the station is 337-8874. I just had a...
I saw that.
Yeah, a pause.
I saw that. The first signs of senility creep into the picture.
I won't be 40 until next year, so.
Let's, you know, start early. Why wait?
Right? I know. Might as well.
Why wait?
But it's nice. Hey, weather's getting nicer. It's cool now. It's Halloween is coming around the corner. There's a lot of things going around here valley-wide. There's carnivals. So it's a good time to for families to have activities together and have your, you know, get involved in your schools and the carnivals. It's fun.
The lower electric bills bring a renewed sense of hope to an economically challenged area.
Yes, and that too. I am very looking forward to that too, also.
Oh, me. I got last week's, and last week's is we're back to normal again.
I haven't seen mine. So.
Until we start cooking.
Yeah. Well, today we have our guest is Maricruz Bermudez. She is a mental health counselor for Imperial County Behavioral Health for the WAS and TAE.
You just said acronyms.
Yes, which is the WAS. WAS stands for Ward Access to Supportive Services, and the TAE program, which is the Transitional Age Youth Program. And both of them are for the Mental Health Services Act.
Why do you guys have so many acronyms now, anyway?
I have no idea, but it's
like fun. Every year there's like four more. And we work here, and we can't even remember all the acronyms.
I know. But today she is going to talk about aggression replacement training.
Otherwise known by its acronym.
ART. ART. So there's another one.
You got to have ART.
Good morning, Maricruz.
Good morning, everybody.
And welcome.
Thank you.
So you're like the new kid on the block, huh?
Yes.
Yeah, I just started about 3 months ago, 3.5 months ago.
Tell us a little bit where you came from.
I came from, actually I'm here from the Imperial Valley, but I started working in Indio and Riverside County. Okay. So I started working in Riverside County, and I was working there for about almost 2 years. I was running groups of ART, which is aggression replacement training, as you mentioned, for kids who were within the ages of 9 to 13. Mm-hmm. So it was pretty interesting to be doing the groups of the children. We were teaching them different types of skills. So it was an interesting group because we do a lot of acting. Mm-hmm. And when we do acting, we teach them the skills, the different types of skills.
So aggression replacement training is a child-based therapy. Let's start there.
Well, it's actually for adolescents. It's adolescents who have a tendency to have aggressive behavior.
12 to 16, 17, 18-ish?
Yeah, it goes from within ages usually 12 to 18.
When you say aggressive, you know, I'm imagining kids who are very violent.
Yeah, Maria was a thrasher as a youth. Yeah.
Very violent and very out of control kids.
Yeah, it's kids who usually, when they get mad, you know, they might hit a wall. Throw chairs, you know, hit people. Pretty, you know, kids who are pretty violent.
And that is, as I mean, I've been to STARB meetings, which stands for Student Attendance Review Boards at different school districts. Specifically here, I've been more often to the one here at Central, for Central Union High School. And, you know, when they're talking about the incidents that the student has had. It's a lot of violence, a lot of fighting. A lot of the kids that are going to STARB, they're involved in fighting. They've been physical towards their parents, towards their peers, towards authority figures. And, you know, just it seems like there's a lot of kids out there that are out of control. I'm not saying all of them.
I was getting ready to duck or something. It's
no, but
dangerous.
That's, you know, there's quite a few.
Yeah, it also focuses on antisocial behaviors. Minors who have antisocial behaviors.
What do that mean?
Well, what it basically means are kids who actually are violating the law.
Oh, okay.
Who have tendencies of, you know, doing criminal activity.
So like crossing in the middle of the street, not like between the white lines and
making
me stop my car and
graffiti? Is that vandalism towards property?
No, it's more towards kids who, you know, like are doing armed robbery, you know, burglary, all these different types
still
of
still a hint of violence in there, isn't there?
Very much so.
Yeah.
So that's the purpose.
How about your serial bullies? Do they fall into this?
Yes, they fall into this category as well.
That's been a problem. That's been a problem.
Did you go to school when you were a kid?
I was never bullied.
You know what's even funny? Even the bullies have bullies.
No, she was the bully one.
No. Even the bullies have bullies. There's always somebody, you know, getting somebody.
But that's, you know, it's up until a recent couple years ago, it's been more more talked about.
Well, they've tried to draw more attention to it, certainly. And because if your mind is full of bully fears, and your learning probably is going to go way down.
Well, the thing is that it's come about because of these, like Columbine, you know, these kids were bullied. They were like loners. There were all these, the ones, where was it, out there in Arkansas? These two, like, elementary school kids got, you know, that all of these kids, a lot of them were bullied.
You wonder why all the little girls run around, you know, with their little Hannah Montana backpacks. It's because they don't want to be that different. Because it's the minute you don't look like everybody else,
all kids want to fit in.
Big target on your back.
Well, yeah, but all kids want to fit in. You know, kids, you know, want to have their individuality, but they also want to fit in.
Yeah, which gets pretty tricky.
But
who didn't get bullied? I mean, I guess that's... I'll go back to my assertion that, you know,
I didn't get bullied.
A big Twitter.
Never. No,
I don't remember.
Nobody ever rolled up on you for your lunch money.
Oh, no.
No.
Nobody ever said, you know what, you can't sit there.
No.
I have a lot of big brothers.
Nobody ever made fun of your name.
No.
Never.
Mm-mm.
Well, maybe the name, yeah, but other than that,
no.
I was a very nice girl, and everybody liked me.
Well, and you still are.
You've been listening to Let's Talk About It, heard each Thursday morning at 7:30 a.m. on KGBO 88.7 FM, Radio Bilingue. Presented by Imperial County Behavioral Health Services and brought to you as a podcast by KXRadio.com.